You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
And we've got Jess B in studio.
Morena.
Kia ora, Jess.
Morena.
How are you going?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
Good. It's nice to have you up here today. We're going to be chatting about your brand new track called Mood, which we had a first spin of on Friday. It got a lot of really nice texts, lots of nice feedback.
It's so lovely.
It's exciting to see you've got new stuff coming out. Very cool.
Yeah, I know. It feels like it's been a long time coming. I haven't really put anything out since the first EP came out in March last year.
Mm.
So it's definitely felt like that for me as well.
Yeah. It's have you got a title for the new EP that's coming out yet? Anything
I do,
you can
yep. It's going to be called New Views. So that's going to be out hopefully some point next month.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, yay. That's not too long to wait.
Yeah, pretty soon.
Wicked. You've been jetting all over the world. You've been in Europe for a wee while. What were you getting up to over there?
Yeah, so I was over and we flew into Italy there's the Biennale, it happens every 2 years, which is like a massive arts festival. And I was actually I travelled over with the Aboriginal embassy, which is like
awesome.
An embassy that went over from Australia but not an official embassy, and they were actually protesting.
Cool.
So we went over with that to support and we performed there, and then we popped over to London and ran amok over there, did a show, and then came home through LA.
That's wicked.
Yeah, it was amazing.
What was Italy like? Was that your first time?
No, it was my second time to Italy. Yeah, I did a big old OE trip when I left high school.
Nice.
So
nice.
I have done it before, but it was different going back for a reason.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I was gonna say, so what was the embassy protesting?
Just the kind of lack of diversity that the embassy, that the Biennale has always kind of had.
Mm.
So a lot of the, in particular the Australian embassy that went over, has like virtually no representation of any Aboriginal, Indigenous artists at all.
Wow.
And it's kind of very white male dominated in terms of the artists that are represented. So we went over with an amazing Indigenous artist called Richard Bell. He's also an activist from Australia. And he kind of, was just giving the middle finger. Amazing. He took over lots of Indigenous kind of artists and academics from all over the world. So there was First Nations, Indigenous, and then we came to represent New Zealand.
Like,
we ran the after party, nothing too crazy, but I just felt
I feel like that's the best part.
Yeah.
It was just the most amazing experience. I just felt like I was a sponge the whole week listening to all these amazing people.
Yeah.
And for a great cause.
Yeah, huge cause. It's amazing how it's 2019 and those massive art festivals, which have all this money and they should be engaging in these conversations, are still managing to like just miss the fact that they are still so narrow and they're still so exclusive. And it's a huge issue. So that's amazing that you guys were over there for that. So massive shout outs.
Yeah, we definitely felt very blessed to be even associated with it at all.
Yeah.
And you shot the music video for Mood while you were in LA
most
recent time?
Yeah, that was very guerrilla style. That's quite funny because like we basically had, there was no budget, you know what I mean? And I was like, man, I'm in LA, like I want to do something.
Yeah. So, make some,
why not?
I know, I met a guy last time I was there called Josh and I just hit him up and I was like, you want to film a video? And he's like, yeah. And so we kind of just ripped around and found spots.
That's great.
He actually had a key to his old apartment building.
Oh my God,
which had a rooftop.
Yeah.
So we just went back into his old apartment building. This doesn't even live in. And we just went to the roof and like filmed, while we were up there. So.
And did you come back and you're just like, sweet, I've got the music video now.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't really know what it was going to turn out like.
Yeah.
Because obviously, I couldn't do anything again. I couldn't go back and film if I looked weird. So I kind of just had to cross my fingers. I was like, going to be all good. But we
damn, I don't like that shot of me.
We kind of just went for the put heaps of effects
on
it. We just went for that option.
Yeah. Some fade out of scenes. You know what I'm
saying? If in doubt, just throw some effects in my movie on there.
You're also jumping across the pond to Splendor in the Grass. That's going to be exciting.
Yeah, I'm really, really looking forward to that. So that is in a couple of weeks' time. So we're going over, I'm performing on the Red Bull stage.
Wicked.
So, really looking forward to that.
You were saying you've been as a punter before, but this will be your first time
performing? Before. Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see what it's like on the other side. It's a really cool festival, so I'm looking forward to it.
We were also just saying it's like the week of FOMO, because you get all the Glastonbury FOMO and then you kind of get all the Splendor FOMO back to back. But,
we get
our good stuff too. We get our good stuff here in Aotearoa. We get it at different times though. So.
Yeah, for sure.
I always think about
it's hibernation's like nation over here right now.
Yeah, exactly. When it's the peak of summer in New Zealand and we've got like like laneway and stuff, and all of my mates are in the UK are like, it's so cold and we have nothing to look forward to. I'm like, that's fine. I can get through the Glastonbury Splendor FOMO for that.
For real.
But people will be able to catch you as well on the 27th, I believe, and that's for the Women's Refuge fundraiser gig.
Yes, yep.
That's going to be wicked.
Yeah.
That's a really good cause and a really mean lineup as well.
Yeah, it's a fun little lineup. I'm actually looking forward to it. It should be a great show. And the raffle, I'm like, can I enter that? Because might look a bit rude if I win, but
I'm 100% going to enter that.
I'm going to enter that alias.
Yeah. It's so great.
We're going to play the song now, though. Thanks so much, Jess B, for popping up. This is called Mood.
Blah.
Team on my phone trying to holler at, and I only move forward but my track run it back, and I only came once so I ain't coming back. Look, I make moves, I don't double tap, and I put in the work then I double back, stacking up the cash, baby need a rubber band, you need a fragile sticker and some bubble wrap. Don't come at me cause the girls stay with me, in the AK I got girls in Sydney, we will wild out and we will get shifty, face on 10 but the mouth ain't pretty, no biggie, we booked and we busy, no ice on my neck but the fit so drippy. You wanna leave with me, go ask the committee, and you better show me why you working with it. Okay. Too wild, yeah, the team too wild. Black on black, that's that woo child. Too severe, yeah, the team too severe, and we keeping that mood for the rest of the year. Yeah, we keeping that mood, yeah. That mood, yeah, we keeping that mood, yeah. That mood, yeah, we keeping that mood, yeah. That mood, and you better make room when we step in the room. Big mama, I don't want no drama. I don't take no shit, yeah, I do what I wanna. Don't got no designer, no Fendi, no Prada, but we got that Savage like Rihanna. Yeah. Hey, hey, yeah, we rolling gang gang. Whole team ride, we be in the same lane. Yeah, we impact on them, hit a sound bang bang. Then we skirt right past them to the bang, chang chang. Just some big boss bitches making boss moves. Motivated too, cause my rent due. And I stay up on your mind like some shampoos. Oh, you tryna fill my spot? Well, that's some big shoes. I'm a big shark, baby, no boasting. I'm just riding my wave, just coasting. And I'ma speak my speech till it's spoken. Yeah, level up, baby, we evolving. Too wild, yeah, the team too wild. Black on black, that's that Wu child. Too severe, yeah, the team too severe. And we keeping that mood for the rest of the year. Yeah, we keeping that mood, yeah. That mood, yeah, we keeping that mood, yeah. That mood, yeah, we keepin' that mood, yeah. That mood, and you better make room when we step in the room.
Brand new from Jess B there. That is Mood. Thanks so much for bringing this up this morning, Jess.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you in the studio. And we'll be catching you at Galatos on the 27th for the Eastern Women's Refuge fundraiser. And if any lucky listeners are heading over to Splendor in the Grass, they'll be able to catch you on the Red Bull stage there too in the next week or so.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.